Personality. What comes in your mind when you hear the word personality? Somebody has a good personality.
Somebody's traits.
Traits, okay. What else?
What makes that person
good? Right. Unique, okay. Okay. Characteristics that, sorry, individual? Differences, okay. Great. Behavior, right. Sorry? Their nature, right. Good. All of those things are correct, so which is good. This group is fantastic. We should give them a round of applause. Because not one said grooming, not one said appearances, not one said talk about how they dress or their body language. All of those are components of it, but small components of it. They're small components. Okay? A lot of people confuse appearances with personality, and I say personality is not equal to appearances. That's grooming. That's how you come across. Personality is way deeper than that, and many of the things that you rightly mentioned. There are three things I want you to keep in mind when you're on the path of developing your personality. Three things that will set you apart. Three P's. Be pleasing, proactive, and purposeful. What are the three P's? Pleasing, proactive, purposeful. Pleasing does not mean people pleaser. That doesn't mean you have to please everybody. Oh, how are you? Everybody. No. What is pleasing? Have a pleasing personality. Pleasant personality. You're a good person to be around. You smile, you look people in the eye, you say hello, you have a positive body language, you're not always judging or evaluating others or criticizing or pulling other people down. You give a compliment here and there, you crack a joke and make people laugh and things like that. That's a pleasing person to be around. How many of you would like that, to be a person like that, right? How many of you know somebody like that? Good, so many of you are thinking, oh, do I know? Right? How many of you know who's somebody who's the opposite of that? Don't point fingers, but you know somebody. How many of you want to run away from that person as soon as you see them? Oh my God, all right, good, other way, right? So you don't want to be that person. You want to be somebody who brightens up other people's day, yes or no? A little entertainment, a little joke, a little knowledge, a little pat on the back, a little how are you today? Pleasant, all right? Can we all do that? Work on being, don't go over the top. But start thinking about it. It will help you. It will set you apart in a world which is full of robots, which do not think. No, the robots not from the factories. We are becoming the robots, right? We don't even look right or left. We don't even talk anymore. We don't even greet anymore. We don't maybe, you know, give the human expression of being with each other. Number two, proactive. We've talked about this earlier. I'll say it again. Being proactive in your personality. Problem solving, whether it's people, you know, just go out, reach out, help someone, lift somebody up. The world is full of leaners. If you are a lifter, you're in a minority. Number three is purposeful. Ever been lost in a crowd where you did not know where you were heading? You're in a crowd, but you don't know where you're going. What happens? Sab dhakke maarte hain is bande ko, hai na? Everyone's like, excuse me. You're pushed around, yes or no? Why that happens? Because you don't have a purpose. You don't know where you're going. Ever been in a huge crowd, but you knew exactly where you were going? You were able to find your way through? That's purposeful. So three P's of developing a better personality are, number one, pleasing. Can you just look at the person sitting next to you and smile at them, please? Good job. You'll get a smile back in most cases, sometimes not. Number two, proactive. Number three, purposeful. Remember, you are your biggest asset, my friends, when it comes to personality. Look after yourself. Take pride in your grooming, right? Take pride in your appearance. Check your body language. Check your grooming. Check your thoughts. If you're all garbage thoughts, you know what happens? What happens when you're driving behind a garbage truck? What happens? It stinks, right? It stinks like, oh my God, ye mere aage lagna tha, right? It's full of garbage. What do you do? What if this mind is full of garbage? We begin to stink in a different way. Our thoughts begin to stink, right? Take pride in your grooming, but do not let pride stand in your way of learning and moving forward in the world. Be confident about who you are, but be humble at the same time. Purposeful and humility, they can go together. Personality is not equal to appearances. And most importantly, I love people who never stop learning. They inspire me, right? I meet somebody who's an 80-year-old and is attending a course on this. I said, wow, you're 80. And you wake up in the morning and you're still in learning. I look up to these people. They inspire us, yes or no? Curiosity, desire to learn, desire to improve yourself, very rare people. You will naturally be a magnet that will attract other people. If you're somebody who's learning, developing, doing something new, right? In a planet full of zombies. If you are somebody who's like, woo, suddenly, you know, you've discovered a purpose, you're onto something, you're learning, developing, oh, you're going to wake up a lot of other zombies, and it's going to be a good planet. Never stop learning. And finally, understand your personality is not set in stone. It is dynamic. It can be changed. It's not even genes are affected. Do you know this? There is a science out there which says your thinking affects your genes also, genetic code, which means what? Let me give you an example. Let's say you have diabetes in the family. You have a family history of diabetes, diabetes, diabetes. You keep singing that song. You keep repeating that story. You know what? Everybody in my family has diabetes. You know what? That means I will also get diabetes. You know what? In fact, when I turn 30 and I don't get diabetes, I will be very disappointed because everybody in my family has diabetes. It's a story you keep repeating. And what are you going to do in the process? You're going to activate the genes which are there. You have a disposition towards it. Genes don't determine your future. You have a disposition towards it. You have XYZ traits in your family. You have a disposition. Disposition means you're naturally inclined to go towards that way. But through your repetition, through your mind, through your belief, you can shut down those genes and activate other genes and reinvent yourself, right? So your personality is not set in stone. By working on your mindset and your skill set, two very important things. What are they? Your skill set and your mindset. Which one's more important?
Mindset.
Do you know people who are very smart, but they don't have the right attitude, right? You know people who probably are not very smart, but have the right attitude? In the long term, who's going to get ahead? Who has the right attitude probably does not even have skills. We can learn skills. Oh, come on. There are free courses. Harvard is putting out free videos. Stanford is putting out free videos. Top universities in the world are giving out their information for free. We are. These videos are going to go on YouTube for the world to watch. Think about that. It's about somebody will take it and absorb it. It's not skills in the long run. Hello? It's not
skills
in the long run. It's not your grades. It's your attitude and your mindset that will determine how far you will go. You know why? What you're learning today will be obsolete in a couple of years. By the time you leave the school gates and you're out to go to college, a lot of the stuff that you would have learned would have changed. The same will happen in college again. So what to do? We can sit and complain about our education system, or we can say, hey, that's part of how the world moves. Maybe, you know, maybe that I should have learned these skills in schools, but I did not. But now what? Now what? What do I do now? That's really the question. So mindset and skill set, keep working on this, and you can become the person that you always dreamed of becoming by using your mind correctly. Health, wealth, beauty, character, success, all these things, you don't get them, sir, you know, by a stroke of luck. You develop them. And how do you develop them? By thinking correctly. By doing what? Thinking correctly. What do I mean by thinking correctly? Stop complaining. Cut down on complaining, move away from negative conversations, think about what you can do. Even if something has not worked well, think about the lessons you can learn from it and not repeat it again, and focus your mind towards areas where you can make progress. Look for the good in yourself, bring it forward, work on it. Simply, nobody just got there by a stroke of luck. People who got there, wherever they are, whoever they are today, politics, sports, athletes have worked really hard on themselves. We don't see the behind the scenes picture, no? You don't see my behind the scenes. You can see me at one of the world-class lounges somewhere, or, you know, traveling internationally or doing XYZ, but you don't see maybe 2 hours of sleep or 3 hours of sleep or something else in other struggles that I'm facing. We don't see that. I don't put it out on Instagram. Why should I? You're not going to like it anyway, right? We want to see all the glamorous stuff. But understand, behind a glamorous front, there is effort, there is sacrifice, and without that, nobody can achieve a damn thing here. You may get lucky once, but you want to do something worthwhile in your life, learn to pay the price. I will
learn
to pay
the price,
which means nothing is free. Nothing in this world is free. Now, you want better quality life? Yes? What happens to the price suddenly? Goes up or down? Right? No discounts here. No annual sales here, right? You go to a shopping center, you want a better quality suit or a better quality watch or something, price goes up or down? And what happens with the really expensive stuff? Rolex. Have you ever seen Rolex store saying 50% off? Never. Mercedes saying 50% off. Dimali dhamaka. You know? BMW saying buy one, get one free. You kidding me? No. No discounts, full price, in advance, And guess what? Sorry, there are no guarantees. There are no guarantees. I buy something, I write my check, there's a guarantee I'll get my car. Life does not come with guarantees. You want guarantees? Of course you don't. If you want guarantees, go buy toasters and microwaves. They come with guarantees. Thank you all. You've been a wonderful audience. Woohoo!